for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Free agency in the NBA is an hour away. Ian Begley reporting that there's a mutual interest between Russell Westbrook and the New York Knicks, which, hey, on a vet's minimum deal, why the hell not? You got to remember, these are all basically going to be vet minimum deals. I doubt they're going to use their $5 million taxpayer exception, because not to get in the weeds on it, it would put them over the second apron. It would cause them to be hard capped. There's a lot of negatives to doing that. So I think all of the players that you hear them linked to would be around vet minimum deals in which there is no risk. So at this point in his career, Russ still has some moments, can still help you off the bench, playing 20, 25 minutes a night. Had that great moment against SGA not too long ago defensively. So not a bad move if it happens, but it will all begin in 1 hour in what is one of the weakest classes in the history of NBA free agency.
Yeah, why do we even want anybody?
Which is why there's only one team with cap space, which is my team. And I'm really keeping an eye on re-signing Cam Thomas. They've already done that with De'Ron Sharp, who they took care of, Zaire Williams. So a couple of things to keep an eye on an hour away from NBA free agency, but it's also time for your daily Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. And you can go back on the Odyssey app around 3 p.m. Eastern, rewind there, where Evan brought up, or maybe 3:30, that it was the halfway point today in an entire calendar year.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
I did not know Evan was going to bring this up, nor did I know it was the halfway point of the year, but it got my Cinco blood flowing beforehand when I knew this was the end of June. So what were the five biggest sports storylines in the month of June in this town? Mm. Let's relive them now. Mm. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Clark Schmidt robbed by analytics from a chance at a no-hitter.
You're still going with this? The guy had to be pushed back a couple of days and wasn't exactly his sharpest in his next start, and yet you're going to bitch continuously about the non-no-hitter from a week ago?
Clown. Mm.
Further proof I was right, but I'm just, again, stating the top storylines.
How is that further proof you were right? Like, he was mediocre on Saturday. They didn't lose because of him. They lost because they couldn't score runs.
He started off hot, and maybe if he's going to be mediocre half the time, it's okay to let the guy go for a no-hitter once in his career. But that's just me. Again, we're not arguing these points. No, I'm just stating them.
No, you are right. That is just you.
Yeah.
Well, some people shouldn't be allowed to watch baseball.
That.
Yeah. That's why it's five. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Rangers trade Chris Kreider. It was a big Ranger topic that got a full 15 minutes on a Lou Gehrig when he was out.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big moment. That's a career Ranger, a guy who's had a lot of big moments here. Guy who may have his number retired when his career is over. So, absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Evan admits to bringing lunch trays to Citi Field, yet can't wear a bucket hat correctly.
I'm a loser.
That was a big week of June.
You put that all together as one?
Yeah.
It also helped them win a game.
It did. A game, which they needed. Otherwise, this would be even a worse streak.
I plan on going to the next couple of games, and there will be a lunch tray, and there'll be a bucket hat.
I'm a loser.
I do have to say, my wife did a big closet clean out, and I found a school lunch tray of my own. So maybe next time we go to a game together, we could both bring lunch trays.
And the truth is, I didn't reveal it that day, My biggest interest in the lunch tray is for my kids. I feel like it makes it easier for them to sit there, eat the chicken fingers, drink the water.
That's true.
But I could use it.
Just when Jet's not hanging upside down.
Right. That happens once in a while. At least for the first three innings.
Here we go.
Number two.
The number two biggest New York sports story in the month of June. The Mets spiral and Soto yet gets good again, but they can't win while he's good.
Juan Soto is good, but I gave these stats earlier because I think it's really important. Juan Soto had a great June. In the month of June, with runners in scoring position, he was 3-for-22.
Right.
Just pointing that out.
136.
Yeah.
All right, and last but not least.
Number one.
I think the leading candidate for Sports Story of the Year, the Knicks do fire Thibs with no concrete plan weeks later.
Did they lose game six in June, or was that still May?
No, that remember we made the big deal. They were playing June basketball. That was like right at the start of June.
Right. I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I think
man.
They needed to force a seventh game for it to be June.
No, I think they think that game was June 1st.
I'm going to double check. I think you're wrong about that.
No, it was May 31st. So
that was the last day of June.
Okay, nonetheless, they didn't fire Thibs in May.
No, all right. So I had a feeling about that because I remember the symmetry being if they won game six to force a seventh game, they played June basketball Monday night, June 2nd, and it didn't happen. So you are right. Thibodeau is June, but the Knicks season ended in May.
Which means we've gone a whole month without a Knicks head coach.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think it's going to end soon. Good list, Sean. I can't really argue with much of that. There's your Cinco de Favo every day at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan. I do agree that that has been one of the biggest stories, not only of the month, but we mentioned this earlier this season, one of the biggest stories of the year. And what they do next is the major question. Will it be the Jason Kidd out of the hat scenario in the next few days, or do they go Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins? Just to remind you, when the Knicks first fired Tom Thibodeau, very quickly we offered predictions and what we would do. I was a big Johnny Bryant guy. Certainly sounds like the Knicks weren't because I don't even know if he got an interview. And Tiki from Jump said Taylor Jenkins.
Yeah.
So well, that's your
successful.
Guy.
Well, he had a successful career as the head coach of Minnesota, of not Minnesota, of
Memphis.
Memphis Grizzlies. It sounds like it was personality issues because he is the winningest coach in their franchise's history. Obviously, it's a short franchise, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He was successful.
He was.
And he got fired before the season. It was just weird how it all went down, but it didn't mean he's a bad coach. It mean he just didn't fit with what that roster looked like and what they're trying to develop. And so he's young, not even 40 yet.
Yep.
He might have the same issues as Thibs, but I think he may be more adaptable.
Here's the reality. Even if Knicks fans don't want to admit this because they didn't like this process, Taylor Jenkins, Mike Brown, or Jason Kidd are all decent hires.
Without a doubt.
Like, they really are. If look at their track records.
If those are the actual three that they're talking about, then the Knicks are going to be fine.
Mike Brown has done something Tom Thibodeau has never done.
Mm-hmm.
He's coached in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And if you want to minimize that because LeBron James was on the team, I don't think that's fair either because think about who they beat to get there. A Detroit Piston team that was basically owning the Eastern Conference Finals for that entire decade.
Right.
But Tom Thibodeau's never been to an NBA Finals. Mike Brown has. Not to start the defense campaign of Mike Brown, but it's just true. I'm just giving you facts.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean the hire is going to work. But certainly on paper, it's a solid hire. Now let's get to Boone. Aaron Boone made a decision on Friday that pissed us all off.
Yeah.
He decided to sit Jason Dominguez after a four-hit game. And it's something none of us liked. Now, the Yankees went out. They won anyway. We offered different solutions on who they should sit.
Right.
Jason Dominguez then played on Saturday, and he played on Sunday. What he did on Saturday and what he did on Sunday was, let's be honest, it was terrible. He was 0-for-3 with three strikeouts on Saturday. He was 1-for-5 on Sunday. So he went a combined 1-for-8 after Aaron Boone sat him.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Boone cooled off Jason Dominguez. And now on Monday, as they go to Toronto to face the absolutely washed up, over the hill, stick a fork in him, Max Scherzer, Aaron Boone has again decided to sit Jason Dominguez. I got a problem with him.
Right. And part of it is because we want to see what Jason Dominguez can do on a daily basis. If you're not going to play him, you have to send him down then. Get him some time to be Jason Dominguez. Because we've seen when he gets hot, he can be really hot. But playing on this platoon that they have going around, and part of this is because of Giancarlo Stanton, who they seem to be giving 2 days and then a day off on a pretty regular basis now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're overloaded. But when you have a young player that you need to develop, it gets really hard to keep him hot when you sit him down every time he gets hot.
Yeah, he comes off a four-hit game. You got to play him. You can't be in a rush to sit him down.
Right. You can't let it be
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A pre-prescribed analytic solution. It's got to be a feel.
And I'll tell you who I think should sit. Like, I'm going to offer you a person that should sit. Number one, it should be Trent Grisham. Mm-hmm. Trent Grisham's got bad career numbers against Max Scherzer. Not to go nuts about that, but I want to at least give you a reason. And Grisham went 0-for-7 this weekend.
Yep.
So it's not like he hit the cover off the ball. So I don't like this. I think it's a mistake, and I think it's going to be very difficult for Jason Dominguez to grow into the player he could potentially be if Aaron Boone is not going to play him consistently, and more importantly than that, sit him after a four-hit game like he did on Friday.
This is a great take, Evan. Perhaps your greatest on the show throughout today. The Yankees, again.
Thank you?
No, but I'm serious. This season, the more it continues, you have to be realistic about them. They're going to try as hell to try to make back the World Series, but it is almost simultaneously as important, the way their payroll exists and their budgets and all this, that Jason Dominguez becomes something, because they've had so many of these prospects come up that didn't meet expectations, and the Martian was supposed to be all that and more. When he has a chance to be hot, and he's had a couple moments this year, don't sit him and stunt his growth. And if the product of that is sitting at Trent Grisham, I feel bad, because Trent Grisham's had plenty of great moments. Doesn't make him a bad teammate. The guy is a career fourth outfielder, and I think he's fine doing that. Come in late for defense, play sporadically. Playing Trent Grisham every day when, like you just mentioned, went 0-for-7 the past couple of days too, doesn't really behoove the Yankees benefit going forward. Like, what is Trent Grisham's long-term plan with the New York Yankees?
Well, here's the option. So you play Trent Grisham every day, you sit Jason Dominguez, and then if you need a moment, hey, Martian, come be great for us. You think it's going to happen?
No.
Whereas if you play Jason Dominguez every day, and if you need a moment, hey, Trent Grisham, come make a moment for you think that'll happen. More likely than Dominguez doing it. So I think you have to understand the role that these two kids, and not kids, but these two guys understand within their franchise. I feel like Jason Dominguez is probably confused right now. Like, what's my role? He doesn't know what he's doing. He just kind of like, hey, yeah, I'm good and I'm hot and then I don't play. Whereas you do that to Trent Grisham, he's like, I'm a vet, man. I've been here. I get it. I understand.
These games are important. I mean, these games right. Truly are important. Like, I made a big deal out of tiebreakers last year with the Mets. It got mocked. I'll do it for the Yankees now because it matters. If the Yankees and the Blue Jays finish tied for first place in the American League East, these head-to-head games matter.
Of course.
They not only matter because of the swing in the standings, but the tiebreaker is how you win the division. There are no more one-game playoffs. The Yankees currently are up 2-1 on Toronto because, remember, they took 2 out of 3 against them way earlier in the season.
Right.
So these games are all important. They have a chance to bury the Toronto Blue Jays in a way. I get all that. But at this point in the season, while I'm trying to win, I'm also trying to develop.
Right.
And my priority, if I'm Aaron Boone, is not only putting the best team out there, but continuing to see what I got in Jason Dominguez. And so I think you can balance the two. And the way I would balance the two is by making sure that when Dominguez is on, like he was in that finale against Cincinnati, I get him in the lineup. I don't like this. Cody Bellinger's hot. I'm not suggesting they sit him. I'm not. Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. King Aaron Judge is King Aaron Judge. I'm not suggesting they sit him. That's a save right there.
It is a save.
Thank you.
There is more Yankee injury news that's just come out.
Oh, my goodness.
Austin Wells has a circulation issue in his finger. He went for testing to rule out any blood clots. The test did come back clean. However, he will not be available today or tomorrow. Aaron Boone expects him back Wednesday.
I'll tell you what we've learned about the Yankees.
Circulation issue?
That from Chris Kirshner. Huh.
Circulation issue. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what like 90% of injuries mean.
Right.
I just want you to tell me.
That one's particularly odd.
It sounds like maybe his finger's gone numb.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe he took a ball off the hand.
Swelling. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
The Yankees are in a unique position because Ben Rice has caught the last few days.
Yeah.
And looks pretty good back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks okay right. back there.
I mean, he was a catcher.
I know. We shouldn't be surprised.
It's not like, hey, you got a catcher's mitt?
No, you're right. Like, he was a cat. He was a catcher. But the Yankees are in this really weird but awesome spot where when a guy has to leave, like J.C. Escarra on paternity leave, congratulations to him and his wife or partner.
Right.
They don't need to call up a third catcher because they already have a third catcher.
Right.
So J.C. Escarra is getting the start today. But maybe Ben Rice gets the start tomorrow before Austin Wells is ready to return.
Probably will with day game after night game. I don't think they're going to let Escarra catch them.
That's right. They are playing a day game tomorrow because tomorrow is Canada Day. July 1st is Canada Day in Canada. Did you know that?
Isn't that suspicious to you?
What's that?
I don't know. Actually, my friend
don't do it. I know what he's going to do.
It's just Canada Day happens to fall in the same week as the 4th of July. Like, I don't know.
Always?
Yeah, like it always does. It's always July 1st. It almost feels like America got their independence, and our little stepbrother to the north was like, oh, we need to come up with a date to kind of get in cut in line and come
well,
in front
of
them.
Well, do you know what the origin of it is?
Yeah, they signed their constitutional
They declared their independence from Great Britain.
Yeah.
And it happened to occur on July 1st.
What year?
July 1st, 1867.
Well, come on. 100 years later, and I think they held out a week and said, we got to jump American line here.
Or maybe we're just in a very independent mood come early July. Like, the weather's nice.
Yeah, come on. That's not highly suspicious. Of all the weeks in the entire calendar year, Canada goes, by the way, July 1st, that's our date. 3 days before? I don't buy it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Canada's just copying us.
Maybe.
How long? And news probably took forever. That could have happened at the end of June. They were like, let's make it July 1st. We're sending a horse out with the news.
It celebrates the anniversary of Canadian Confederation, which occurred on July 1st, 1867, when three separate colonies of the United Canadas, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, were united to a single dominion within the British Empire called Canada. It was originally called Dominion Day, but the holiday was renamed in 1982, the same year the Canadian Constitution was created. How about that?
I thought Canada had a French history.
Well, part of it does. Not all of it.
Huh.
Part of it is very French.
Right. Yeah. Which is French-Canadian.
How about that? And then a lot of it is British. So there you go. That's why the Yankees are playing a day game tomorrow. So this is a quick little history lesson. Let's go to Bruce and Howell. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's up, guys? Here's the way I look at it. The Yankees got to get a lefty arm in the pen. The guy got a starter, and the guy got a third baseman. Ivan, like you said before, there's a lot of teams that are in the middle that are not sure what the Diamondbacks. and the Cardinals, I don't see them getting Arenado or Suarez. At third base, they should go after maybe Regnifo or Ramon Urias. At starters, you could go for Kyle Freeland or Bailey Falters. And reliever, you got a lefty, gotta get a lefty in there to help Tim Hill out there. Got to get Booney another shot. But you go maybe Reed Detmers from Anaheim. Thanks for
calling. Reed Detmers would be a good fit. Your starters are more back of the rotation guys just to eat up innings, which, by the way, you may have for Marcus Stroman.
Right.
Like, we haven't mentioned this yet, but Marcus Stroman made that start yesterday and threw a hell of a game.
He actually looked good.
And he's a reminder, just like Frankie Montas was for one day, that those rehab starts don't mean anything, at least for one day. The second start, we'll see.
Right.
And Stroman's second start's actually going to come against the Mets. He's going to pitch against them Friday night at Citi Field against his former team. Off the top of my head, it feels like Stroman's pitched well against the Mets in his few starts since he's left. But a back-of-the-rotation arm, like you mentioned, Bailey Falter was one of the guys he pitched against the Mets over the weekend, a left-hander with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Like, sure. I mean, I got no issue with a depth starting pitcher. But you're talking about guys that are not making playoff starts. You're talking about guys to get you through the 162 more so than a guy who could potentially take the baseball in October. Mm-hmm. And I'd be curious if Brian Cashman is going to use valuable capital on piece that really is helping you for the 162 and not potentially the postseason.
I doubt it. I would seriously doubt that, especially if Marcus Stroman is viable. Because last year it felt like he fell off and wasn't viable anymore. So you were desperate for something. You didn't need it. But if Stroman is viable, I don't think there's any moves.
And the best part about Stroman being viable is, A, you don't have to worry about his option vesting because it was based on innings, which he's never going to get to.
Nope.
And you talked about him falling off in second halves. Well, since he's barely pitched, logic would tell you maybe he never falls off.
And unlike the beginning of the year, because he was hurt, he's changed his tune where he's whatever they need me to do, as opposed to I'm a starter.
Yeah, he's changed his tune because they need him to start.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's a clear one.
I'm talking about as the season goes on. Like, you get to the postseason, he's not starting.
Well, remember this. Last year when he was moved to the bullpen and he made a clear in spring training, he never had a problem with that.
Right.
It was more coming into the season. And I think the reason, and I don't even blame him for this. Like, this I actually fully understand. We all live in a world in which we have jobs.
Right.
And if there was some kind of vesting option on the contract that we had that said your option will be picked up for a lot of money if you do this and your employer doesn't allow you to do this, you'd probably be annoyed.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing at the beginning of the season was this. There was redundancy. Like, they didn't need him.
No, but I think that's why he was annoyed, because his thought was, the only way I'm getting this $20 million option is to make starts.
Right.
It's like going to Sean Morash. Right. Let's say his contract's about to run out. I just drop water everywhere. And they tell him in his contract, he has it written, if you do 10 Saturday shows, your option's picked up for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean's like, Mike, I got to do these Saturday shows. Right. I want my option picked up. I don't want to worry about this. And the station's like, we're going to work you on Sunday.
Yeah, we're good. We got Richard near here.
Right. Wouldn't Sean be like, bro, can I get my Saturday shows?
Right.
I want my option to be picked up. So I know it's a baseball player. It's a lot more money. But I think that's what it was about.
Of course it was.
He's like, dude, I want my option. But, and I want the opportunity to get the option by performing.
Yes. But there's a way to go about it and not be defiant.
Yeah.
He was just defiant.
He was a little defiant. It was. Rob's in New London, Connecticut. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sean, Tiki. Hey, so anyway, the only one that's not there is Bobby Skinner. So I watched you guys the other day, and you guys were talking about the Giants, and of course Russell Wilson came up, and it reminded me of, you know, it was said that Tiki, you think that Russell is washed.
I think Russell Wilson's washed. That's the drop of it. Yeah.
So wait a minute. So is that hyperbolic? Or you think he's useless? Because look, I think Daniel Jones
is not useless. He's definitely not useless. But facts are facts. Did you watch his last year in Seattle? I did. He was terrible. Did you see his 2 years in Denver? He got one coach fired, and he got benched at the end of the second year. He was hurt in his first year in Pittsburgh, and then he was only good throwing the ball downfield. It's the intermediate stuff, nothing over the field. It was just, he's not the same player that he was, and he's 37 years old. So can he be useful for this team? Absolutely, because he's a great leader. And that's what you're starting to hear from the Giants locker room, is that Russ is doing exactly what Russ was brought here to do, be a leader and try to win some games. But ultimately, we know what the future is. They just drafted him.
It ain't him.
And exactly, it's not him. He wants it to be him.
Sure.
But it's not going to be
Russell Wilson is indeed washed. Sean, do you agree with Tiki's take from a few months ago that he still has, that Russell Wilson is washed?
I think Russell Wilson's washed.
Yes, but we have different definitions of washed.
Just stop. Mm. Do you think he's washed?
Yes.
Okay. Tommy, do you think Russell Wilson's washed?
Yeah, he's cooked.
It's universal. It's like a unanimous Evan and Tiki opinion. Speaking of unanimous Evan and Tiki opinions, earlier in the show, it was about 35 minutes ago, if you want to rewind on the Odyssey app, we talked a little bit about the Steeler-Dolphin trade.
Right.
And how I kind of think the Steelers are going to have a terrible season. And so I took it a step further thinking they're going to have a terrible season. They're going to miss the playoffs. They're going to finish under 500. And then they're going to fire Mike Tomlin. Subsequently, or along with that, I think the Giants are going to have a bad year. I think they're going to fire Brian Daboll. And I made a long-term prediction. I think Mike Tomlin will be the next head coach of the New York Giants. To which I asked all of you guys, all Giant fans, hey, would you sign for that? If I told you January of 2026, Mike Tomlin is the Giant head coach. And universally, all the Giant fans said no. Because that means we're going to have a terrible year. We're going to lose the head coach. Totally get it, by the way.
Right.
So I asked Sean, as the face of Giant fandom, host of What Giant Step, which he does a very good job keeping up his podcast. I think you had one recently, right?
Every week, Evan. We haven't missed a week.
That's a good job out of you. So I asked Sean, as the face of Giant fandom, can you put out a poll? I just want to see if Giant fans agree with the opinion of Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer. And here's the way he worded it. Hey, New York Giant fans. Not my idea, but would you sign for this scenario in 2026? Mike Tomlin is the New York Giants head coach. Yes or no? Would you like to hear the results?
Yes.
60-40, yes.
Wow. Wow.
That tells you the temperature of the Giant fan, at least those that follow Sean, are so negative. They are willing to deal with what would be probably a really bad season that would warrant John Mara pulling the trigger. Just to get the head coach that we all love and respect.
Very easy for anybody to click yes on that button in July with the sun shining.
Right.
Tell
and
them to click.
Especially when you see all the hot seat stuff and the days is top of the list.
You gotta
see how the season plays out.
Yeah, week two, you have a lead in the second quarter versus the Cowboys. Recheck those people with the yes.
I think that's wonderful. So would you agree to this? On every 30th of the month.
What, are you going to make me Pat Leonard here?
On every 30th of the month, I want you to put that poll out the exact same way. So on July 30th, put it out again. On August 30th, put it out there again. On September 30th, put it out there again. All the way through January, and we'll kind of keep a record on how it goes as the calendar changes. I think that's a great idea.
I don't hate it. I wanted to hate it, and then I don't hate it.
Especially because training camp is coming relatively soon.
Yeah. By the way, I agree with you guys when you say, oh, the opinions may change. Opinions always change on things. Mm-hmm. Think about what we said about the Mets 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, obviously, it evolves based on what's around you. So I'm willing to accept that by saying on the 30th of every month, put it in your calendar, Sean. Do you have a calendar?
You're asking a very sensitive question. I can't answer it.
What do you
time.
Mean that's a sensitive question?
This was probably the biggest debate I had with my wife last night on the couch.
Perfect. I nailed this one.
You don't have a calendar.
She has some kind of calendar. She apparently has asked me to join.
You
as
have
a
an iPhone?
Calendar. Yes. And I kept saying no to it, and now we finally have a calendar joined as of last
How
night.
How could you not have had that?
Because I went by the fridge calendar with the marker.
Dude. Big mistake, bro.
Analog is dead, man. Are you kidding?
Tiki, I just had this argument
what
last
are you,
night.
A Luddite?
Don't say the same words my wife used. You have no idea. I can't believe this is even coming up organically right now.
It is, because I'm a big calendar guy.
This is why you forget stuff.
If something is not on my calendar, I don't know that it's happening.
I agree.
Period, point blank. So if Tracy does something and it's like, I told you. I'm like, is it on my calendar?
All right, I'm going to put
and
it
if
in.
If it's not, then I don't know about it. I simply don't know about it.
And vice versa.
I asked for the fourth time what date a wedding was in July, and that really sparked the
Bro. Here's the beauty of the calendar.
Next Saturday, by the way.
I'll turn you on to it. At least this is my wife's rule. When I tell her I'm going to a Met game, she don't want to be surprised. She wants to know. So as long as it's in the calendar, she doesn't get mad. It's like magic.
In fact, the only time I get in trouble is when I go do something and I haven't put it in my calendar.
Exactly.
I'm like, I told her, like, damn it, it's my fault.
Exactly.
And I know it's my fault.
Dude, the biggest screw-up I ever had, and you were involved in this, was, do you remember the Carton and Roberts BT and Tiki softball game.
Yeah, of course.
Who could forget that, right?
Right.
So I forgot to put it in the calendar. And that day was like a Princeton reunion day.
Oh, no.
And I said to my wife, I said, honey, I can't not go to this. And she's like, wasn't in the calendar. And I'm like, I don't even know how I make this phone call. Like, I don't even know how this discussion's going to go.
Right. It's my game, but I can't be there.
So she was pissed, rightfully so.
Right.
We did both. And she looked at me and said, never again. Mm. It goes in the freaking calendar.
Right.
So the only reason I brought up the calendar is so that, Sean, in your calendar that your wife made you create.
I'm up to August 30th. I'm putting them in.
Put it automatically on the 30th of every month, right, so we never
it's
forget.
Only 2 more months.
Yeah,
because June, July, August. You get 2 months.
I had to put August 30th reminder early. That's Labor Day Saturday. That's a big drunk day.
Mm. Excuse me?
Big drunk day.
Oh, I figured it was a big Trump day. I was like, "What do you?" I didn't know what you guys do as Trump supporters. Hey,
what's going on? Oh my God!
Calm down.
I don't know what you meant. Wait, so August 30th is a weekend?
It's Labor Day Saturday. Yeah.
Oh crap! We'll still put the poll out. Like, it doesn't matter if we're not on the air.
People will see it.
I'm up to Tuesday, September 30th. I'm happy. By the way, great job, honey. I love that I have this calendar usage.
Good. I'm saying it all worked out. We're all very happy.
She's
going
to be like, what the hell is this?
I know. This is not the kids.
This is not what I'm talking about. By the way, you can drop down on the calendar menu and select personal as opposed to family.
Oh, that's an option.
Look at Tiki giving you tips.
That way she doesn't see it.
Perfect. He's got this all figured out.
Of course I do.
Back to your calls at 888-808-1019. The New York Yankees take on the Toronto Blue Jays tonight up in Toronto, a 4-game series that takes them into the month of July. And I just got to give you a little perspective on how difficult this schedule is about to become. The Yankees were just in the midst of playing a very soft part of their schedule. And they didn't really do all that well,
right,
if we're being honest about it. You know, the A's are bad. The Reds are average. I think they'll probably end up finishing under 500. We'll see. The Orioles aren't any good. The Angels have actually been better than we thought, but we'll probably finish under 500. The Red Sox have caved since the Devers trade. The Royals are bad. The Red Sox before that. So this has been a stretch of games that they've played. I haven't fully taken advantage of it, but they've played under 500 ball. Listen to who they're about to play for the entire month of July, and you're going to notice a trend. They play the Blue Jays.
Right.
If the season ended today, the Blue Jays are a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Citi Field to play the Mets. Despite their recent struggles, if the season ended today, they're a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come home and they play the Mariners. If the season ended today, they're a wild card team. Then they play the Cubs. If the season ended today, they win their division.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Atlanta. Not a playoff team, but right.
They're the Braves.
Yeah, they're good. At least I think they're good. Then they play the Blue Jays again in Toronto. Season ends today, a playoff team. Then they host the Philadelphia Phillies. Season ends today, they're a division leader. Then they play 4 games at home against Tampa, right on their tails. Season ends today, playoff team. The Yankees have played well against good teams. I'm not saying this is going to foreshadow some kind of terrible stretch by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just laying out that this is actually a really tough stretch of games that the Yankees are about to embark on when they're playing nothing but essentially playoff teams until they get to August, when they would play the currently hottest team in baseball, though they won't be hot then, the Miami Marlins. So,
no, it's all, I mean,
tricky stretch.
It's all when you play teams, obviously.
So 100%.
It could portend bad things for the Yankees, or it could be we rise to the occasion type of thing.
Well, and to your point about playing teams when you play them, they're going to play the Mets right now. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. And at the beginning of the season, they played the Brewers, who were awful to begin.
Right.
And now they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. So you're right about that. And I actually think the Yankees will be up for the challenge. Like, they've had success against good teams this year. It was more just looking at the schedule, looking at this stretch going into the All-Star break and coming out of it. It's like, wow, okay. This ain't going to be easy.
Right.
Big boy pants time. And oh, by the way, Rodon, big boy pants tonight, too. Send a message to start this.
Well, I didn't realize how little Max Scherzer has pitched this year.
It's two starts.
Yeah. Two starts.
This is only his second start back.
Eight innings, something like that. It's not even gone deep. He's just...
Well, he's only made two starts.
I know, but if two starts with 8 innings, is that 4 innings to start?
I want to channel you, Tiki Barber. Yes. We were just talking about Russell Wilson. I think you said something about Russell Wilson being washed. Was that the comment?
Yes. I think Russell Wilson's washed.
Well, you could save this one, not that there's ever a need to replay this. Max Scherzer's washed.
Well, he's 44.
No, he's not. He's 40.
Is he?
I think he's like 40 or 41.
Once you're 40 and 41, you're 44. They're all the same age.
Same thing.
That makes tonight.
I'm thinking of Verlander.
That makes tonight a can't lose. You cannot lose to Max Scherzer with Rodon on the hill and with Fried pitching him. These should be two Yankee wins.
Yeah, I could see you kind of leaking this one up. That
40. He's 40.
He's 40. That basically Rodon better dominate tonight. This is a playoff game in your mind.
Let's be real.
I can see you kind of hyping this up about your boy.
Let's be real. If we had to take the pulse of Yankee Nation right now, Doesn't tonight kind of smell like a Rodon gets roughed up the first couple innings and we're all cursing him out on social media tonight game?
I mean, do you feel that way?
I don't
way?
Think so.
I hope not, but it's in the back of my mind not to be a homer going, what? Oh, I could see this just going bad for Rodon tonight.
Why is that? Like, he's had a really good
I know.
Year this year.
That's why. Because in the back of your mind, no matter how good a year he has, you just don't trust him. And Max Fried off of losses, we've seen that a bunch.
Yeah.
It just, when it quacks like a duck and smells like a duck, it's oftentimes a duck. And this feels like a duck kind of start for Rodon waiting to happen.
You may be right, but it also feels like a duck kind of start for Max Scherzer. Aaron Judge figured him out the last time he saw him a couple of years ago after he had that bad game against him, I think at City, and then at Yankee Stadium he pounded him. Or maybe I'm getting it reversed. I would think with Scherzer being as cooked as he is, only making his third start of the year, that the Yankee offense, which seems like the Yankee offense either scores 11 runs or they get shut out. Like, that's basically how the Yankees average 5 runs a game.
Everybody's hitting home runs, Jazz, you know, Judge, etc., or nobody is.
Right. Saturday and Sunday are like the greatest examples of it. Get shut down, look limp, and then on Sunday, it's all right, murderer's row.
Well, that was Luis Severino.
It was, who they have had success against this season. Two star, but by the way, give Mendy credit. There's a reason why he skipped the Yankees last year.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. But I think the Yankees are going to score a lot of runs tonight. So wouldn't that give you feel like even if Rodon is 5 innings, 4 runs, something kind of average, like you could win this game 11-9?
They could still win this game. But I just in my gut, I feel myself being frustrated tonight. That's all. Mm.
Do you think this series,
I got a big gut.
Do you think this series goes well?
I think they split.
Yeah. That's kind of my gut, too. It's a kiss your sister kind of 4-game series where I don't think they bury him. I don't think the Blue Jays storm back.
So who will it be? Rodon, Fried, and
Will Warren.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warren.
Followed by Clark Schmidt on Thursday. And they're facing Scherzer, Gausman, Berríos, and Bassett. And Bassett's up and down.
Right.
I would predict to you the Yankees will win on Monday and Tuesday. Take the first two games. You'll feel great about yourself. And then lose Wednesday and Thursday.
Because of the pitching matchup.
It's not even that. But it kind of is. Mm-hmm. The more you think about it, yeah.
When I think about it, that's what I see.
And that wasn't even why I was predicting it. It was more just like I could see one of those, like, splits. And then they got the Mets over the weekend, and God knows what the Mets are going to look like. Let's see what they do against the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, the Mets may come into this thing on a six-game losing streak with the Yankees ready to stick the fork in them. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But does this feel like a rivalry of the Blue Jays? Not really, even though you've had some dust-ups with them in the past.
No,
it was starting to get there, and then the fat pitcher on the Blue Jays' career got wrecked. If he was still there, that would have been great.
The fat pitcher on the Blue Jays?
Riley, what happened to him?
What was his name? I just know him as the fat pitcher. I forgot him.
Now I'm forgetting his name, too.
Who was the fat guy? Come on.
He was terrible, got sent down.
Blue Jays.
And he never figured it out. Is that how you're going to figure out his name?
Yeah, I get pitcher comes up. Alec Manoah came up, Blue Jays fat pitcher.
Where is he now?
What happened to him? Where is he?
Because I remember him flaming out, getting sent down. He did have a big mouth. I think he screamed at Gerrit Cole or something like that. Right. Got sent down, was terrible down in the minor leagues. And that was it. Like, I don't even know where he is right now.
Has he been back yet?
I don't think so.
He's still on the Blue Jays.
I know, really? But where?
He's hurt, so he's throwing a live bullpen session tomorrow.
He got Tommy John last year.
That's why we forgot about him. So he's still around. Yeah, he just really fell off the map. Last year he only made 5 starts, had a 3.7 ERA, not bad. The year before that, made 19 starts, had a 5.87 ERA. That's when he got sent down. And now he's coming off a big injury. It's not over for him yet.
No, but he was making it a fun rivalry. Like, every time he pitched, it was a big deal.
Because he was a big mouth.
Yeah. Right?
And I think he did say something to Gerrit Cole. Like, he tried to pick a fight with Gerrit Cole.
Oh, he's still only 27.
Yeah, no, and that's why I'm saying, like, it's not really over for him.
No.
And guys come back from Tommy John surgery. I think what really you need with Yankees Blue Jays, I was looking this up the other day because I was trying to remember, how many times since Toronto came into the league in the late 70s have the Yankees and the Blue Jays had a pennant race? Like, where they finished first and second in the American League East? Because they've shared a division since the Blue Jays came in. And I looked it up. You have the answer to that?
No.
You want to guess? Want to guess, Sean?
Twice.
Think of the good Blue Jays. I'm going to say 3 times.
5 times.
Okay.
The Blue Jays in first place, Yankees in second in 1985, 1993, and recently in 2015. Recently, it was a decade ago. And the Yankees were in first with the Blue Jays in second in 2006 and 2022. 2 years in which they weren't really pennant races when you think about it. So we haven't had a lot of, like, blood rival. They're both good at the same time. And I remember at the beginning of the year, we were going through the American League East thinking, all right, Yankees are the team to beat. Who's going to be their biggest rival? And we all had different teams because there was no obvious team other than thinking the Orioles were going to build off their success the last couple of years.
Meanwhile, they're 12 games back.
I know. They stink.
Fired their manager and can't figure themselves out.
They're clearly out of it. The Red Sox feel out of it since the Devers trade, even though the math is still there.
Right, they're stinking.
So it's really Toronto and Tampa Bay. And I was high on the Blue Jays because I thought they still had a lot of talent. Remember, everybody was assuming they were going to trade Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Right, and Vlad's not even having a great season. What's he, 260? Neither, 280? Is it 12 home runs?
Neither
like
is Bo Bichette.
Right.
Like, what's weird about the Blue Jays, and you guys will see this tonight, is no one's really, like, their stars are not having great years, and yet they're right there.
Yeah, Vlad's only got 12 home runs.
Springer's been red hot.
He's hitting 280, though, so his OPS is over 800. But
it's a good year. It's not a great year.
It's not.
And what's Bo Bichette's numbers? He's had a terrible year, and he's a free agent at the end of the year, too.
Yeah, Bo Bichette's hitting 272. His OPS is under 800, 738.
It's 11, average.
11 home runs.
It's average. It's not horrible. Yeah. It's just not great.
Right.
Let's go to Brad in Middletown. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Listen, now everybody keeps talking about I keep reading on the internet and stuff like that. Eugenio Suarez and Jay Bryant Haynes and people like that. The Yankees should not be making any deals at all and just rely on what they got in the minor leagues. For the reason being, nobody, hear me out, nobody's going to deal with the Yankees. Let's say Eugenio Suarez. You think they're not going to want Spencer Jones or George Lombard Jr. for guys who are going to be a free agent ever this year?
Well, I'm not going to do it. Like, that could be what they ask for. And if the price is too high, then you could walk away. But you said it, so just don't go after them. I mean, I don't know if Suarez, despite the year he's having, is necessarily going to cost you that.
Yeah, well, but like I said, the guys have an awesome year. Everybody knows Cashman loves dealing his rookies away. Look what he's done the past 3 years.
Yeah.
His rookies.
I don't know if I agree with you, and nor do I think it's going to cost you that. I mean, you named the two best prospects in the Yankee system. Like, that's not going to be the price on Eugenio Suarez, and if it is, you're right, I'd walk away. But I don't think you're going to have to do that. I really don't. Now, are you willing to give away prospects that are maybe not as highly regarded as that? Like, I would be if I'm going for it. Like, Chase Hampton isn't going to cause me to say I can't make the move. But you just named their two prized prospects, specifically Lombard. Obviously, right. I'm not trading him.
Well, I mean, this is the last year of his contract, Suarez, right?
He's a rental.
And he's 33 years old. Yeah. So it's like, he's a rental. Help us win this year, and then good luck.
We'll see about Arizona, though. And we've talked about this. Are they going to fall out of it? Are they going to be a team that is selling off their guys? Dan's in Jefferson, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hey, Evan, hey, Tiki, what's going on, guys?
Good. What's up?
I'm a frustrated Mets fan, and I don't really see them being competitive against the Brewers. It's going to be a tough stretch here, and I would like to really, as a fan, hear from David Stearns. I know that Cohen put out a tweet on X, but you know, he's the GM that put together this pitching staff.
Well, I will defend David on this regard. You will. Because David Stearns speaks. People don't realize this because they're not paying attention because they don't care, and I totally get that. He speaks during every homestand.
Yes.
Now, maybe it's every other homestand, I'm trying to remember correctly, but my expectation is David's going to meet the media tomorrow.
He doesn't shy away from giving explanation.
No. He shies away from coming on our show, which I don't know why. He wasn't that cold to me when I saw him in spring training. Oh. He said he never read my book, and I was like, well, I'm not surprised.
So he dissed you. Maybe he's embarrassed.
He dissed me with a smile.
But maybe he's embarrassed.
He hasn't read
that Evan wrote a book about the Mets?
Yeah, and he hasn't read it yet. He's the new GM. He's the president of basketball operations. He should know everything about the
Mets. Baseball operations. Baseball. So I would take him for basketball. I'd take him for basketball in Brooklyn at this point.
Right.
I don't know why David Stearns hasn't come on with us. I think it's still residue of me abusing Luis Rojas a couple of times, in which some have said I would
not allow you to do that.
I would never abuse anybody. I was asking tough questions. That's all it was.
I mean, you kind of bullied him, but...
You think I bullied him?
Louis? Yeah, a little bit.
Do you think I should go to Yankee Stadium and apologize?
No, I don't think you need
to... Has enough time gone by where I could say, hey, Louis, just want to tell you I'm sorry?
I don't think you need to apologize, but you definitely... And you should put his feet to the fire. But I think that also, when the other questions were about, you know, salami sandwiches, maybe your questions seemed a little harder. You know what I mean?
So you're blaming Craig now.
Yeah, I think his questions were probably a little bit easier for Louis, and then you came in like, let me ask you this, why did you pitch it by Vogelback? Is it possible, too, that Stearns thinks he can't outsmart you? You know, it's almost that, like, you know, if I go on with Evan,
also,
Evan
he feels
is
threatened.
That nerd sort of, like, not envy, but heat. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like... He might think, like, Evan is my Lex
Luthor. So he's going to comprehend everything that you say.
Exactly.
I sat with him last...
question it.
I sat with him last spring training. Met him, and he said, ask me anything. And I peppered him questions 25 minutes long. And I thought that was an audition. I thought that was like a date. Like, all right, we're going out. Let me see if I go on your show. And the fact he hasn't makes me think that maybe it was too much. Maybe he was like, I'm not doing this live on the radio.
Right.
But either way, I do want to defend him, even if he doesn't come on with us. He does do press conferences during every homestand. I wouldn't say it's before every homestand, but it's usually early on. It's just that people don't pay attention to it. So he will address the media, in my opinion, this week. As far as what Steve Cohen said, he doesn't tweet very often. His tweet this morning was this, if you haven't heard it yet. Tough stretch, no sugarcoating it. I didn't see this coming. None of us did. I'm as frustrated as everybody else. We will get through this period. Our injured pitching will come back over the next few weeks. It's unlikely this team's hitting with runners in scoring position will continue at this weak pace. Keep the faith, Steve Cohen.
Positive Tommy.
All he needed to do was I will lead us.
Steve.
Yeah.
Positive Steve.
What's awesome about this is, let's just give Steve Cohen a round of applause. He's found the 2025 version of the old George Steinbrenner missives. Something goes wrong, you fire off the tweet instead of the big statement release.
Here's why I disagree with him. By the way, I like the tweet. I think that as the owner of this team, what can you possibly say? I mean, the team sucks right now, and I think he said it nicely. Tough stretch, no sugarcoating it, didn't see it coming, all that. George Steinbrenner would call people out. It's not like Steve Cohen is sitting on social media saying, hey, Juan Soto, I'm paying you $1 billion. You hit 130 with runners in scoring position this month.
Not yet. We're still very early in these missives.
He's not going to do
it. Okay, but then either way, it's still you're hearing from the owner on a platform like that when things go wrong. I like it.
Right? I like it, too. It's not George Steinbrenner.
But at least he's not silent. Forget the George Steinbrenner comparison. At least he's out there.
No, I agree. I like it. I'm only
ignoring the elephant.
The only reason I brought up George Steinbrenner is because Sean did. I was just countering him. Okay. I don't believe it's anything like George.
But 20 years ago, I think publicly fans and players would have been able to take the criticism. I also think the type of player matters now, too.
I completely agree, which is why I'm not asking for Cohen to do that. Like, I don't want him to necessarily be George Steinbrenner in 2025. And here's the reality. I don't know if any Met fan can answer this. What do you really want Steve Cohen to do in the middle of a season? Like, for all we know, the checkbook is open.
Right.
Well, for all we know, David Stearns is going to have that ability to spend money and add to the luxury tax. So other than that, what are we asking for the owner to do other than to say, I feel your pain?
Right. That's all he can do. And then as a fan, you just have to have patience. Can trust that maybe something's going to happen at the deadline.
Well,
that's the only thing you can do.
Or, and I'm not there.
About it's not going to do anything.
Do you want him to fire somebody?
Who are you firing?
I think most Met fans would say that person is Eric Chavez.
The hitting coach?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're not hitting. Because
he changed Francisco Alvarez's approach, and then he sucked, but he also broke his wrist, and so maybe it was that.
You know what looks bad, Teague?
What's that?
I'm going to take you into the weeds here.
Yeah, he goes down to the minors, and he hits two home runs.
And his batting stance looks different.
Exactly.
That doesn't look good.
Of course it doesn't look good.
So I'm just, look, my opinion on the whole firing Eric Chavez thing is, fine, go ahead and do it. It's not going to get me excited. No. I don't think it's a necessary.
Doesn't mean anything.
But that is what.
It might mean something to them. It won't mean anything to us.
That's what Met fans are asking for, some Met fans are asking for. Firing somebody. It's not Mendoza. It's not David Stearns, clearly. I don't even think it's Jeremy Hefner.
Playing the beginning of the season.
The offense hasn't hit all year.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.